What do you mean? What are you? What's my face? Well, it's my face. Nothing whatever to do with any of you. I say, that's my face they're talking about. It's an extraordinary thing, isn't it, what a face really is? Have you ever gone into the subject of the face, any of you? No, of course you've not. I know why. I quite understand it. It's such a common subject that nobody ever bothers about it, because it's a very interesting subject, and it would surprise you if you only knew how often you mentioned the word face during the day. You'll think of this when I'm gone. For instance, you pass anybody in the street, you say, that's a nice face. Or more often than not, you say, that's an awful face. But it still remains that common or garden, everyday, valueless thing. Now, if there were any value in a face, the government would have put a tax on them long before now, but no. They leave them religiously alone. Well, now, you know, this will show you. This will rather prove it to you. We are all led by poetry in this world. You've heard the old poem, haven't you? Only a face at the window, you see? Only a face. They don't, not satisfied with saying it's a face at the window, but only a face, which means it might just as well not be there at all. And then again, 'tis a face that the poet might dwell on, mark you. Might. He doesn't state that he wants to dwell on it or wishes to, but he might. Well, now you know. In these days of house shortage, that's a very serious state of affairs. Then again, you've seen faces in the fire, haven't you? Well, just now I saw a face that must have been in 1,000 fires, just for the sake of the insurance. And as I was walking along, I caught a lady taking a snapshot of me. I said, I see, madam, you want my face for your album. She said, oh, dear, no. I want it for my allotment to keep the slugs off the Brussels sprouts. Now, what do you think of a thing like that? And I saw a poor woman now look very pale standing up the side of the street. I went up, I said, madam, what is that? She said, it's been powdered. Lord love a duck, it looked as if it had been powdered, shot and shelled. Now, have any of you ever noticed your own faces? Perhaps I ought not to have reminded some of you, but just think for a moment. What do you do with your face? You wash it, you feed it, and what does it produce? Pimples and whiskers. Why, you've got to put a helmet on one before it's even a policeman. Take the helmet away, what remains? A face, you see? Now, if any of you ever want to say anything nasty or unkind about anybody, not that I think you would, any of you, but what is the first thing you say? You say, they are two-faced, you see? You bung them a couple as if one isn't bad enough. And then if ever you want to sell anything, the prospective purchaser always says, well, I'll give you a face value for it. That means you're going to get nothing. Now, in conclusion, suppose a fellow makes up his mind to feed and keep a face for the rest of his life. What does he do with it? Why, he takes it to church with a veil over it. Why? So that nobody shall see what he's giving up half his income for the rest of his life. And there you are, and I know what I'm talking about.